You're listening to KATE Sports as we have a conversation with head coach Nate Duchesne of the Albert Lea Lakers. His team's, is it about halfway through the schedule now as we get into July, maybe a little bit less?
Yep, we played 16 games, had a couple canceled, so timing-wise we're right about halfway. So we're sitting, we got about 20 games left, so we got to make up a couple. We've played 16, 36 total, so.
It's been a bit more of a struggle this year than what we had last season, and there was really nowhere to go but down from last year. It was an outstanding season you guys had then. A much younger team this year, as we talked a lot about. How much do you think that factors into your guys' struggles to start the year? And do you think it leads to a lot more room for more improvement here in the second half if you guys start to turn that corner?
Yeah, a lot of these guys, very talented baseball players. They just haven't had the time at college or haven't had the experience to really flourish against competition they might not have seen quite yet, but that's only making them better. And I think it's been evident the last couple of games, especially like our our games didn't quite turn out on the scoreboard the way we wanted to, but we got guys stepping up, making big plays for us, and key situations just didn't quite pan out for us on the scoreboard lately. But yeah, they'll turn it around here. It's a long season still. We got quite a bit to go, and every single person's improving every day, so you can see that as well.
And maybe it's something that you can't really put a finger on or put into words, but is there any area of the game that you feel like those young guys are really just a step behind in and you really just need the experience in to get there? Is there any one part of it when you're going up, plate discipline, making sure you're making contact, just facing the tougher pitching? What is it about making that step that you think that the young players struggle with the most?
Yeah, it's just adjusting. They see guys that have stuff that they probably haven't seen quite yet. I know, you know, when we face Niall Ball from Bancroft, who he's a very legitimate arm. He's a guy that, you know, he could get picked up at any time. And as for most of our young guys, they haven't quite gotten, you know, a full start season at college yet. So they haven't really been exposed. They're exposed to high school pitching. And then in the fall when they get to their programs and they scrimmage each other and inter-squad, stuff like that, they see their arms. But, you know, the sample size for them isn't quite big enough. So the biggest thing for them is, you know, they got to learn to get to an approach and they got to stick to their approach. You know, what pitch are they looking for? And you can't really come off of it. And the better pitching you see, you'll listen to major leaguers talk about it all the time. They talk about, you know, they're hunting one pitch if it's a strike and seeing their pitch selection. So for the young guys, it's developing their awareness of what's a strike at the plate and also developing their reactionary ability to, you know, see the pitch that they're looking for and react to it or react to the other.
So, how much are you able to do as a coach here? You only have them for a few months. When it comes to especially something like that, where it really just takes time to get in there, I mean, you have to understand, learn what a player's tendencies are, try and identify what's wrong, and then, again, try and make changes that this guy will take back to school with him in just a matter of a couple of months. How do you try and juggle all of that?
So, basically, the first couple of weeks, I just kind of let the guys play, just see what they got. I evaluate the first 2-3 weeks, which is what we did. And after that, it's pretty much just giving guys little helpful pointers here and there. You can't do too much with their swing. You don't want them going through the summer trying to adjust their swing. And, you know, I can't sit here and tell them one way is different than maybe what they're trying to learn from their coach. And after 2 months of me trying to tell them something, then they go to their coach and their coach will get them back to the same thing. So obviously there's not a whole lot we can do, you know, in that sense. But the mentality at the plate is the biggest thing. Every coach has a different approach. Every system has their own system. And, you know, just shedding light on them so that they can, you know, see it from a different point of view in their mentality. You know, what pitches that they think they should be swinging at in certain counts, and situational hitting with guys on first, second, third, you know, bases empties, two outs. Did a guy before them make an out really quick? Do they need to kind of lengthen out their at bat? Stuff like that. So basically the mentality part of the game is the part that I would much rather coach, especially to these guys, than, you know, maybe something mechanical, which, yes, there are little tweaks here and there that I will give guys to help them out if I see it. But overall, we're not trying to change swings. We're not trying to change anything else other than maybe an approach, a mentality. Yeah, other than that, not a whole lot. So.
And you talk about mentality. It's an off season, or I guess not an off season for these guys, they're playing, but an off season in their school season where, again, they're trying to get better as individual players. That's part of the goal. That's why schools send players to teams like this, so that they're ready to go when it gets back to the fall. How have you been able to balance, and we talked a little bit about this before, the idea that you want to win with the idea that you're also there as an individual trying to get better, especially when the season doesn't start out on the scoreboard the way that you wanted to, like it has here?
Yeah, so baseball, whether you want to look at it as a team sport or not, is pretty individualized, especially summer ball. At the end of the day, yes, we are trying to win games and we are trying to, you know, do what we can for the Albert Lea community and bringing back another championship and all that. But the biggest thing for them is, and for me as a coach, is to look back next spring and see that they won their starting job and they're playing all 55 games of their spring season. And so that's my ultimate goal, is to look back and see how many guys did I affect and how many guys did Albert Lea and the community, how many guys got better in their time here. So that's ultimately, you know, the biggest goal, is get these guys some new knowledge, the playing time to incorporate it, and be able to win that spot at their school and hopefully go on to do bigger and better things. So that's the ultimate goal. But yeah, incorporating, you know, team play in the summer, obviously situational stuff, that's where you get that team play in. If we're in a tight game and we got first and second, nobody out, you know, we're going to get a bunt down. There is team play that does get involved, and, you know, summer baseball is a little bit different because everyone's just trying to get better in their own sense. And they only know the guys for 2 months, but they do create bonds that will last a lifetime. I played with Kieran back after my junior year in Missouri. And, you know, we still talk to each other every once in a while. And Pete Sartorius, who's here last year, we still talk to each other every once in a while, too. It's you just create connections. And so what we do as a team will also ultimately affect, you know, what kind of bonds that these guys make. And, you know, for the most part, all that I've seen is good things from the guys. And they interact with each other in a good way. They're teammates. They do care about each other. And, you know, I do see that every single day. So there's not one guy out there who's thinking solely about himself. But ultimately, the goal is for them to better themselves as a person, as a player, and get themselves that starting job next spring.
Going back to what you guys have been doing on the field recently, and we'll talk about what you guys have coming up this week and going forward in a moment as well. But just looking quickly at not even box scores or anything, but just final scores from the last couple of weeks from you guys. It's been losses in 5 of the last 6, and what struck me out of those is that in none of those 6 games have you scored more than 3 runs out there on the field. Have you seen a slump on offense a bit? Is it just better pitching you guys are going up against in these past few weeks? Why have the runs not been there?
I remember the one game in Bancroft, the one that we won. The wind was howling straight in. There wasn't too many hits for either side. We also ran into a little bit of a lull here in the last week or so with the rain and everything. We had 2 or 3 games canceled in that time as well. It's just been kind of tough trying to get guys back into it when you got a week off. It, you might not think about it, but it does play a toll on, you know, how comfortable you are at the plate. You haven't seen pitching in a couple days, stuff like that. We're trying to prepare our guys the best that we can. The offense at the moment, yeah, guys are struggling a little bit. And part of that is, guys not feeling comfortable because of the time that we have spent away from the field lately, with the rain, the weather, and all that. And also at the same time, it's a little bit just on our bats at the moment. Like, we are expecting a shipment of bats to come in here that didn't quite come in at the time that we needed.
Oh, you mean actual physical bats?
Yeah, so like our actual physical baseball bats. So the guys are struggling a little bit there. But, we got a shipment coming in, and they'll be here very soon for the guys to swing. And other than that, yeah, we're going to make a couple of runs, get some more bats for the guys because, being comfortable at the plate is a big thing. and they haven't really been feeling too comfortable to play lately, both because other teams pitching. We have seen some good pitchers lately as well. We've seen a lot of other teams' bests lately. So, yeah, it's just going to take it one step at a time, one day at a time. Every team experiences a lull here and there. And, you know, it all matters about how we're playing at the end. So,
you mentioned how the weather affects things. How, I would imagine, would it affect things even more so given the situation you're in with players going in and out during different days, whether they're playing or not? I don't know if you maybe have a specific example or what, but just how much more of a stress is that both on you and the guys who have to deal with it when you don't know? I mean, pretty much all week this week, you don't know if it's going to be raining or not.
Yeah, it does. It definitely makes guys wonder. They sit there and go, man, are we going to take BP today? Are we going to be able to get inside somewhere to take BP? Are we going to even play today? And just sitting around wondering, waiting for a call is it's tough on a guy. And I think just this last week when we had to cancel two or three games in a row, it was kind of demoralizing on guys that wanted to, you know, really get into a cage and get some work in, and also see live pitching. When you go for a week off live pitching, like I said earlier, it's tough to get back into it and expect results like you have been having.
It's not like riding a bike.
No, exactly. it's totally different. You can get yourself out of timing. You can feel as good as you possibly can one day, and the very next day you can feel terrible. Hitting is definitely one of the hardest things to do in sports, and especially if you got time off, it just makes it that much harder. So
yeah, no arguments here. Let's talk a bit about what you guys have going this week, or at least what you hope to have going this week. Mm-hmm. Three scheduled home games throughout the week of the 4th of July. The first one is scheduled for this afternoon at home, and it looks like, at least with the way the weather is now, that you're going to be able to get that one in, fingers crossed. Are you guys doing anything throughout the week special with 4th of July or anything like that, or is it just a normal schedule of games?
Yep, so today we have our normal schedule 6:45 game, and then tomorrow we play at noon at home against, I do believe it is Bancroft. So we do play at home tomorrow, and then right after that we got our float in the parade, and so encourage everybody to come out and see us in the parade, and we'll interact with, you know, Albert Lee and get a chance to show our faces a little bit more. So that'll be big, and then we come back after the 4th, we play the 6th and the 7th against Ames both days, and home on Saturday and then away Sunday. So this is a big week for us. The three game homestand will be huge. So hopefully that'll get guys, you know, more comfortable. We can get guys on the field for more BP, and as long as the weather stays out of our way, I really like our chances this week to put up some runs and pitch it well and see what we can do.
And a good opportunity for everyone out there to get a chance to go out and see this team if you haven't yet, both on the field at Hike Field and then as well in the parade on the 3rd of July at 6 p.m. That gets started in downtown Albert Lee. You can, of course, watch them at noon in a game going on right before then as well. Head coach Nate Duchesne joining us here on Kate Radio, talking Lakers with us as the season continues on. About a month left for you to go out and see those Albert Lee Lakers before the end of the year. Thanks again, Coach, for taking a few minutes to come in and talk Lakers with us here on KATE. We'll have you in soon, no doubt about it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.